Thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. This is the Lamp and Light broadcast coming to you from Central Baptist Church in beautiful Ocala, Florida. Lamp and Light is a ministry that takes a book of the Bible, verse by verse, teaching it as it is, to men as they are, without compromise or apology, while at the same time speaking the truth in love, giving the lamp and light to all.
Yesterday, in our study of the Beatitudes, we were talking about those that seem to run down every ministry in the church and do nothing themselves to help in any of the ministries of the church. Let's continue with that thought today.
And now, here's our teacher and radio pastor, Dr. Andy Bloom.
Teenager, even with other kids being active in church, begins to separate from the world. And he finds many times that the other teens in church will give him a hard time. And they don't want him separating publicly from that which smacks of the world and speaking against it. Sometimes these things happen in the work world. They don't mind you being a Christian as long as you say nothing or little about it, or especially that you don't speak out against sin. Reviling the saints, as we look back here in our text, and we see, blessed are they which are persecuted for righteousness' sake, for there is the kingdom of heaven. Blessed are you when men shall revile you. Reviling the saints is persecuting them. Sometimes it's about the standards of the home or the church, and the persecution may even come from family. Sometimes it's those folks that go home on Sunday afternoon and the main course with their meal is roast preacher. Somehow they expect the kids to hear them run down the preacher, the youth pastor, someone else, and then for those same kids to honor the counsel of those same leaders when the kids are in trouble. And they can't understand. They think, well, something must be wrong with the guy that my kids will not honor his counsel. No, they've been hearing mom and dad. And so you need to constantly understand that Satan can use you to attack even your own children. And you're reviling a leader in the church even when the leader doesn't know it because you're gossiping behind his back. And if you're one of those that oppose a good, godly youth director and leader, it may seem a light thing to you to gossip, to run them down, to run down that pastor, to run down the evangelist and the Sunday school teacher and what have you. But in Jude, verse 10, the Bible refers to you as a brute beast. Yeah, if that's what the Bible calls you, that's what you are. And you may, that's not me. Well, you've got to call God a liar next, and that's not really a good thing for you to do. You've seen the kind of person, though, that we're talking about. Oh, last year's Christmas program was so much better. Nobody pays attention to what I have to say. No one believes me. Well, this is what I would do. This is what's wrong with the nursery. This is what's wrong with the music. This is what's wrong with Sunday school. This is what's wrong with Master Club. This is what's wrong with the bus ministry. This is what's wrong with teaching and preaching. Yet, they will not be honest with themselves, nor will they see what their work is accomplishing for Christ. Think about this. We're not talking about numbers. But what have you accomplished at your local church in the last 3 months? Are you guilty of a critical spirit? Are the people that you've gossiped about or ran down and the things with which you have found fault, do they outnumber the things that you've accomplished for God and for good and for glory? The glory of God, that is, in your local church. Think about it. This passage shows reviling as persecution. It shows gossip being lied about as persecution. Hebrews 11 showed mockings as persecution. Jude 15 shows hard speeches, that is, critical lips, as persecution. If God blesses the one who receives it, what is the reward of the person who is guilty of giving the hard speech, the reviling, the gossip, the mocking? Oh, my friend, I don't think that you can repent of this quick enough. But on the other hand, as the one that endures chastening, the one that endures this persecution for righteousness' sake, receives a great reward, a great recompense, so too shall you receive a great reward and a great recompense, but it won't be for good. It'll be in an opposite direction than that. Remember, Jesus Christ was hated, and he was especially hated by the religious crowd, the contemporary religious crowd of his day. Now, I find it's interesting today we talk about contemporary music, and just understand the word contemporary has this meaning, and it's a good meaning to aptly describe contemporary today, that is, pertaining to the temporary. And so people have a style of music and a style of preaching and a style of whatever else of church as they call it contemporary. Well, give me the eternal. I like the eternal truths of the faith. I like the eternal Word of God. I like to hear the eternal truth as it is to men as they are, just like the Bible intended it to be. Go with the contemporary crowd. Go from doctrine. Go from the music that ministers to the Spirit, and go to that music that makes your flesh feel good. They did it in that day, and there are people doing it today, acting like they've come across some new thing. Now, they haven't. I've heard people say change is good, and I agree with it. I think we should be changing. I think that we ought to be more holy this year than we were last year. I think we ought to be more righteous this year than we were last year. I think our standards should be stronger this year than they were last year. You say, oh, that's not the kind of change I was talking about. No, the kind of change that you're talking about is not change. Instead, it's reverting back to the flesh. It's reverting back to the world. Reverting back is not change. It's not change at all. Growing in the grace and knowledge of the Lord and Savior Jesus Christ is true change. Now I think of Jesus, how he was hated. In John chapter 7, verse 7, as he was talking to Mary's other children that she had by Joseph after Jesus had been born, speaking of the world, he said, of the world, me it hateth because I testify that the works thereof are evil. And so they hated him, and it's the religious people that hated him most. They were the ones mostly calling for his crucifixion. And my friend, it was all because he testified of the works that are evil. Now, there are a lot of people out there saying, these preachers shouldn't be so negative. And just emphasize, it's all right to emphasize only truth, but only the truth that is positive from the Word of God. If you don't have people separating from sin, repenting, and being purified by the blood of Jesus Christ, then all the positive things of heaven does not apply to those people. So don't preach that to those people. Now in Matthew chapter 23, verse 37, it speaks of the persecution on the Old Testament prophets. Jesus is standing there on the Mount of Olives, and I've stood there, by the way, on the Mount of Olives and overlooked Jerusalem. And Jesus saying, oh, Jerusalem, Jerusalem, thou that stonest the prophets and killest them which are sent unto thee, how often But I have gathered thy children together, even as a hen gathereth her chickens under her wings, and you would not. Behold, your house is left unto you desolate. Oh, what a hard word that is, desolate. And my friend, the world will never appreciate us now for standing, but one day in eternity, all those around the throne will praise God that you did. Now, God expects us to hate sin, and He also expects us to stand against sin. Now, the world's response to one who follows the principles of the Beatitudes is predictable. Why? Because he stands for that which is uncommon. Because his values are rooted in God-centeredness. Because he does not call evil good and good evil. He is bound to be feared, resented, and even hated, just as the Christ and the prophets were. And they're doing it today. They call evil good, and so it's good to be able to get out on a church floor and rock and roll and dance and be half naked, and it's bad to go to church with strict moral standards and dress like a Christian ought to dress. And so it's just a sign, and it's a good sign that we're living in the last days. Now, how do I react to persecution? That's really the question here. Now, we need to understand persecution is for righteousness' sake. And Deuteronomy 6:25 gives us a definition of righteousness. It's obeying the commandments of the Lord. Whatever the Word of God commands, we're to obey. That's righteousness. Unrighteousness is not living in obedience to the Word of God, and the Bible tells us that all, and this is in the New Testament, all unrighteousness is sin. Wow. Well, according to this portion of Scripture, being persecuted is more than just the capacity to endure opposition to righteousness. It is also the ability to rejoice even when men revile you and speak evil against you falsely, for Jesus' sake. Colossians chapter 1, verse 11 says, states it this way, strengthened with all might, according to His glorious power, unto all patience and long-suffering with joyfulness. Why patience? Because tribulation worketh patience. Tribulation says you're being persecuted for righteousness' sake. This is your radio pastor, Pastor Andy Bloom, saying, may the Word of God be a lamp unto your feet and a light unto your pathway today.
We want to thank you for listening to the Lamp and Light broadcast. If you would like a CD or cassette tape of today's message by Dr. Bloom, send us your name, mailing address, the radio station by which you are listening, the date of the broadcast, and a gift of $5 to Lamp and Light Broadcast. 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, Ocala, Florida, 34471. We also welcome your comments on the broadcast and Bible questions. Again, you may write us at the same address, which is 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, Ocala, Florida, 34471. You may also visit us on the web at www.centralbaptistocala.org. No breaks. Click Sermon Library. Again, that web address is www.centralbaptistocala.org. With no grace. This is your announcer, Jerry Banks, saying, may God's peace be with all that are in Christ Jesus.